Would you introduce yourself, please?
Hey, I'm Morgan.
You got your Nashville, you got your Los Angeles, you got a new single, you got an EP, and my favorite, a grandfather who was a vaudeville singer. I like that part.
My grandfather, he had an iron cast for a poster, you know, that you would take like to an old printing shop and you'd put ink on it and it's reversed and you print it down, and that was his poster. And I actually like have an actual print of that poster.
That's so awesome.
There's a lot of like return to like roots that I think is really special and really important.
Your mom played a major role, did she not?
Yeah.
Growing up in terms of music and where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, the image that just popped into my head, I remember like being really young and going to see a musical. I think it might have been Aida, I'm not sure, but there was literally, I'm sitting in the audience and an elephant like came on stage, and it was like kind of mind-blowing that like, I don't know, it just was amazing what I was witnessing as a kid, like seeing on stage. It inspired me.
Take me, like, before we go back, take me at super speed. You're in the studio today.
Yeah.
Does that elephant pop into your head?
I mean, not until right now, but I think, like, you know, for me, being a singer growing up in Nashville, like around songs and gospel music, I've always been a writer. I just didn't know that you could like do that. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm not an artist by choice. I'm an artist because that's who I am, you know? And I've been a singer my whole life. There was just a point in my life where singing other people's songs, I didn't find that I was able to say what I was trying to say. You know, so I didn't really know that I was any good at writing. It just sort of, I kept writing and putting pen to paper and playing shows and sneaking in like original songs into the set, you know, but not telling anyone. It kind of evolved very naturally for me.
But theater is really great prep. If more musical performers started out in theater, they wouldn't get on stage and just stand there.
I mean, I can't speak for anyone else, but I think that theater is it unlocked my empathy, like it unlocked my sense of being, you know, and music has allowed me to express that, you know, so I can't really speak for anyone else, but it's sort of like, to me, they're linked. They're not any different. It's all expression at the end of the day.
The transition from gospel and country, that suddenly you go, because that's an interesting sea change, right? It's all music, mind you.
I mean, I think you just answered the question. It's all music to me, you know, like country. I don't wake up every day thinking about genre or box, you know. To me, the expression has been like a very natural evolution. The way that I make music today is not different from how I made music as a kid, but the tools that I have to make it are different. You know what I mean? So where I may have picked up a guitar, and started that way. Actually, Love You With The Lights On started on the piano. Most of my songs do still start at the piano, but when I go to record them, like, I get really interested in the sonics, and I get interested in, like, you know, what the snare does, and, you know, like, I'm really interested in the bed that the music lays on. So, you know, you could call it whatever you want, but to me, it's just music.
So let's talk about how the music's getting out there. You've got your own label, which is great, because you know what, today, anybody, I'm making a label. I'm putting it on SoundCloud. Voila, I'm an artist. But there's a lot more behind that. So tell me a little bit about that and what the plan is.
I mean, I think I surround myself with a team that helps me to bring the music out, which is...
So how did you discover that team? Because having a team isn't easy.
You said it right at the beginning. It's the song. You know, like, I was doing this all myself for so long. I focused on making the music. Once I made the music, it was kind of a natural progression of people hearing the music and the reason I have my own like label imprint is that I just want to be able to release the music the way I want
to
release it.
It's a massive thing to start a song, but then have the song evolve with a savoir d'art, whoever it is. So tell me about the filter for one of your songs and how it starts out and how it ends up in all these different formats and how you know that it's yours throughout all of that process.
Yeah, I actually have been thinking about that a lot recently because remixes are, I mean, the way that I release the music is the way I intend the song to be. You know what I mean? Like, behind every version that I release, I number it like 20 different versions of it. You know what I mean? Like, just trying out different things. But remixes allow like a whole different tone for the song. You know what I mean? Like, it allows the song to kind of, it allows the song to like live in a bunch of different places. And that's exciting to me as an artist, you know, to collaborate with the people I've collaborated with. I have a remix coming out with Great Good Fine OK in a couple weeks. Savoir d'Art, Monsieur Adi, Dirty Radio, which is Vancouver based. I've worked with a lot of different people, and some of those people I've never even met in person. We've just like kind of connected again through the internet, and yeah, it's just a cool way for the song to have a life.
Putting the lights on is brave. Mm. To do something like that with the lights on, we all want to hide behind our fears, our bodies, everything else. So you're making a pretty bold statement there of saying, and again, I'm not going to tell you what you're saying, you're going to tell me, but what I get out of it is, okay, look, if you're not comfortable with yourself, you better wake up and do that because you're wasting your life.
Mm, I love that. I mean, I'm here for whatever interpretation feels like right when you hear the song. To me, Love You With The Lights On is a wish and a hope for myself.
To get to the next level.
Love You With The Lights On isn't about the difficulty of making something. I think Love You With The Lights On is about the difficulty of being yourself in a world that tries to tell you that being yourself isn't enough.
This is what I wrote here. We're not in a we are the world world anymore.
I think we are.
Okay, good. So tell me about that, because most of the world would turn around right now and say, this is, you know, everybody says this is a time to get together and do something. We have this great opportunity to be a force, but I don't think that we have any experience in how to do it.
I mean, it's got to start somewhere, right?
Yes.
You know, like it's got to start.
Right here.
Yeah, it has to start. It starts with you. And when I'm saying you, I mean, like, it starts with the self. You know, like, be the change you want to see in the world is a quote that I didn't write. You know what I mean? It's I think Gandhi. It just, I think change starts at the local level. Like, I'm amazed at what's out there that's responding to our political climate and to the world. I think there's a lot of love that we can put out there and are.
When people try to identify your music and they do the "so describe your music" question, and you're doing what you're doing and they don't even really know your background and they haven't dug in, what do you do with that, and do you care?
No, I don't care, and I usually don't answer.
How does it feel to be in a world where you can really look at your art and see how people are responding to it or not? And how much attention do you pay to it?
I really try to just make music and connect, like, you know, when I'm playing live, like that's where I am. Or when I'm in the studio, I'm connecting to what I'm making. I think the question of genre is a question that no one's asking these days, you know. Like, it's a question of, does it move me or not? And that's the business I'm in, you know. Like, does it move me? Yes. Does it move me? No. Move on. I think the journey, it's my dream to sing. Like, that's a given, and I don't hide that. I think for me, I try to wake up and keep going and keep believing, because that's who I am. You know, I don't spend a lot of time in reverse. Like, I don't spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. I spend most of my time trying to figure out where I'm going and what I'm doing. I have an EP called Vital, and it is like a labor of love that the last 3 years I've made probably 100 records, you know, and I've thrown, I'm not in the business of good or bad. There have been things that have stuck around that have been vital to me. And there's also been things that I've had to let go of, the things that are not vital to me. That EP is special, but I also have so much music that I am putting together beyond that, and I can't wait to play that.